You're listening to FMGRadio.com. Welcome to The Happiness Choice, a show that shares with you the secrets to how you can find more happiness each day, with your host, Marilyn Tam.
Hello and welcome. This is Marilyn Tam, your host on The Happiness Choice on FMG Network. Today, we get to talk to Sandra Yancey, the founder and CEO of eWomen Network again. And as you know, last week she talked about and shared so much about her own secrets to happiness and how she can maintain and succeed in spite of all her demands on her time and energy. So this week, we get to talk about how you can learn from her advice. So welcome, Sandra.
Hi, Marilyn. It's great to be with you again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But you know what? Before we start, I should really tell the listeners who may not have heard last week about some of your many accomplishments so that they have an understanding of how wonderful you are and how amazing. So aside from Sandra Yancey, aside from being the founder and CEO of eWomen Network, she's also an international award-winning entrepreneur, philanthropist, movie producer, and best-selling author. And eWomen Network is a multi-million dollar enterprise in six countries with over 118 chapters that helps thousands of women grow their businesses each year. Sandra is recognized by the International Alliance for Women as one of the world's top 100 difference makers and by CNN as American Hero. She's also a best-selling author of three books, including her latest, Succeeding in Spite of Everything. And Sandra is also the producer of the inspiring movie, The Glow Project, about women overcoming great odds to achieve remarkable success and worldly contribution. I have to have a little confession here. I was in that,
yes!
in that movie too. And the movie was named as one of the most inspiring movies ever created by women, by women, and for women by the Orlando Film Festival. So again, welcome back, Sandra.
Wonderful to be back with you.
Thank you. Well, I'm eager to hear your advice for our listeners and for myself too. All the time I need more support on how to maintain happiness in a busy world.
I think what you need to do is you need to look at what are the important elements of your life. You know, you need to be able to look at, you know, your finances, your money, if you will, right? You have to, you know, look at yourself, and you have to look at the quality of the people that you're surrounding yourself with, both your family as well as those relationships outside. And then you need to look at your sense of connection to things outside of your family, you know, that sense of community. And certainly, as you and I have talked and both value, the spiritual element of your life or anything else that might be missing, you know, almost, you know, make a circle and, you know, make a pizza pie and plug those pieces in. And then you have to be really honest with yourself around what's a five, if you will, meaning it's really great versus what isn't. And when you're honest with yourself, you can put it in your little journal or a scrap sheet of paper. You don't have to share it with anybody. Right? But when you are truly honest with yourself, you're going to see where you're out of balance. You're going to see what it is that is not fulfilling you. You're going to see the things that are bothering you. You're going to pay attention to the things that maybe you don't want to pay attention to. That's, you know, not paying attention to really important things doesn't make it go away, right? So looking at that, I think, is a real wake-up call. And then you need to say, so now that I've got this information, what am I going to do about it? And where do I start? And not, you know, it's not about doing it all at once and getting completely overwhelmed. But, you know, what's the thing that really bothers you the most? What's the thing you're not feeling good about? Whether it be yourself or a relationship with a child or a significant other, spouse or your parents, or, you know, how is it that you can get your sense of comfort and peace so that you feel like you've put in the effort you need to be able to get it to where either you want it or to accept it for not being where you want it, right? It's kind of that unfinished business. It's like, think of it as being in between two trapezes, right? I mean, at some point in time, the trapeze artist has to let go of one side and spin alone, right, in midair in order to grab and get to where he or she really wants to go. And you have to be honest with yourself. And I don't know a better way than sometimes just taking my own quiet moment. Some people can do it without, you know, without writing it down, but I'm good for little pictures in my journal. You know what I mean? And once it's written down, it illuminates, I think, even that much more off the page for me.
And that is so true. I'm smiling because you basically are taking almost a chapter of my book talking about how to find your life purpose and how to balance and all the five aspects of your life, your money, your body, your relationships, your community, and your spirit. So those are the key areas we need all to look at. And I'm so grateful for you to bring it out in a different way so that people can hear that no matter who you are, you have the same areas to deal with, every one of us.
Absolutely. If you're human, these are all important areas.
That's right.
And I think what happens is sometimes we put a lot of energy into the things that we're really good at or the things that are going really well, thinking that if we just make them bigger and more, that it will, I think, counterbalance those areas that aren't. And, you know, a piece of pie is a piece of pie is a piece of pie. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't make that other stuff go away. Burying it is a very... I have found to be a very dysfunctional way of dealing with your life. It's sometimes you can't make things the way you want it, but coming to terms with that is very healing.
Mm-hmm. Recognizing what it is that we're dealing with first, and then once we recognize it, instead of ignoring, as you say, or burying it, when we bring it out into the light.
Yes.
And so that's great. So in other words, another suggestion you have is for people to deal with issues, don't hide them or ignore them.
Exactly.
Mm.
Totally.
And what else would you say? Because I know you. One thing you've done yourself is you started and you increased your exercise program.
And you know, there's a lot. You know, I was one of these kind of anti-exercise people for a really long time. And what I learned was I'm actually quite athletic and always really have been. But I just did not like the rat race of the gym, the noise, the music, the classes, and the, you know, just was too much for me. And I got to tell you, what I've learned is that I actually hired a trainer, and I actually train outside. I train at 7:30 every single morning, and, you know, and it's Dallas, so, you know, it's 90 degrees sometimes at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. This morning I did my run, and it was a little bit cooler today. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I just, you know, I look at sweat and I just say, well, that's my fat crying. It's all about perspective, I think, in the end, right?
That's right.
All life is about perspective, how you want to look at it, you know, what meaning you want to make out of it. And I just know one thing, and that is that you and I, what we have is this moment. I don't know, once we're off this call, what's going to happen. There's no guarantees. And if it's one thing I've learned in life by, you know, losing a father and a brother in a car accident, I myself was hit head on by a drunk driver. I was a passenger when I was 14. You know, we just don't know what's going to happen. And so, you know, today and this moment's never going to come again. And, you know, you have to be a blessing. You have to be in gratitude for the blessings that you have. You have to be a friend. You have to take time to care for yourself. You know, self-care is not selfish, so don't leave yourself out off of the list. And you have to allow yourself to heal. But you've got to do the work. You can't expect it to happen all by itself. It just doesn't work that way. But having a good perspective, you know, there's a saying my mother used to talk about, life is like a camera. You know, you got to focus on what's important. You got to capture all of the really good times. You got to develop from the negatives. And if it just looks like it's not turning out, then just take another shot.
Your mother's a wise lady.
She is. She is. A woman that was an orphan. I'm first generation American, right? And my father died, you know, when I was 5 years old on my birthday. She raised three kids for the most part as a single parent. She's worked hard her whole life, and she's got the best outlook on life and the greatest wisdom. All my education, and I don't, you know, I believe in knowledge, but knowledge without wisdom, I think, is an empty bag.
And dangerous too.
Yes.
Dangerous too. That's really inspiring. So taking care of yourself physically as well as the emotional, you mentioned last time about meditation, taking quiet time so that we can align back with our life purpose.
Yeah, you know, if meditation is one of those woo-woo words for you, mm-hmm. then, you know, just kind of like reframe it. You know, I kind of think of it as quiet time. I just find a way, just honor the fact that it's important for us to, we listen to everything around us and outside of us. It's important that we listen to the most important thing on the planet, which is our heart and soul.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a saying that I've actually used even in my book, and that is the two most important days of one person's life.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, of course, the day you were born.
Yes.
And the second one is when you figure out why you were born.
Yes.
And so in the quiet time, we're going to hear that voice again, why we're born and why we're here, so that we can be aligned with what it is that we're here to do.
Exactly. You know, when I watched my mother go through the, you know, she was very, very close to death, and I was with her alone in the hospital room, Marilyn, and she started talking to me about how do I see? She says, don't you see all of the angels? They have gold wings and all these beautiful bows. I mean, she was like, you know, having this experience. And then she would go into kind of talking about things that she'd never shared with me before. And it was really a captivating moment for me because I learned a lot about her and her experience growing up as a child, which was very difficult for her. And she had a hard time talking about it and didn't very often. And when she did, she spoke in just little snippets, if you will. But it dawned on me that they always said, I've heard before, that sometimes as you come to the end of your life, your entire life flashes before you like a movie, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just made me think, you know, I just want to make sure that my life's movie is worth watching. You know, I want to be nominated for an Oscar. You know, when I'm at the pearly gates and I'm asked and the ticket to get in is, did you give it your all? Did you do what you know you were born and meant to do? I don't want to say no. I want to say yes. I served. I showed up. I played full out. I'm worn out and I'm ready. I don't want to find out that I died and I never really lived.
Mm-hmm. And that's so important. And so many of us, and as you know, I coach some Fortune 500 CEOs. And some of these people with more money than most people would ever dream of having in their whole lifetimes, they make that much in a year. Yet
yes.
They're still not happy because they follow the commercial dream of what it takes to be happy. But all they have done is created a lot of wealth in financial terms, but they are very poor in other ways.
Yes.
And so
yes.
Coming back to understanding why you're here, what you're doing your life for, and how to live, that's really what it is about. And I think, as you shared in the last show, when you start taking care of your life in a more balanced way, your business blossomed.
Everything blossoms. I mean, it's like I think that the universe conspires to match your energy, to match your intentions, to match your clarity. And when you're not clear, and when you're not intentional, the universe can't show up because it really doesn't know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And taking care of me has given me, and taking time to reflect has given me so much insight that I now have gotten very clear on even, like, I'm in the process now of hiring a vice president of operations. I've done it now. I mean, I know how to run a multi-million-dollar global business, you know, still, you know, not a major corporation, you know what I mean, but a small business. And I, you know what, I've got it down. And now I can pass the baton. I'm qualified to talk about it. I understand the pains, the angst, what you have to juggle. I now can bring someone so that I can do the things that I'm now really clear I'm meant to do on the planet. And that's go much more deeper in this transformational work with helping individuals really find what it is that's going to make them not just successful, but fulfilled.
I want to just catch you there, your business is more than a small business now. It is a good-sized business. So let's just honor you for that.
Okay.
Creating something that's magical and meaningful financially, but also to so many women. Which brings me to another point about your humanitarian work. You have a foundation associated with your business, and I know you do a lot of good work with and without the foundation. So how does that aspect of community, which is part of the five happiness choices that we make in life, show up in your life? And how do you, what's your advice to others so that they don't forget the community as they're going about their life thinking that they have to just focus on the other things? How does community add to your life?
You know, my mother used to tell me when I was, a little girl that you are, if you're having a bad day, never forget that there's someone else who's going to say you're having a really good day. You know, it's all kind of a little bit all about perspective. And if you want to really lift yourself up, go out and serve others. I mean, it's probably the most fulfilling thing that I've ever done. And I've raised my children. My daughter graduated after a, 6-year program in National Charity League where they had to serve the community. My son just graduated from a 4-year program of Young Men's Service League, doing the same thing, mothers and sons. And the National Charity League was mothers and daughters, and just teaching our children about being in service. And I was raised with the fundamental value of to whom much is given, much is required. You know, and I do believe that, you know, when you're in the catbird seat and you've been given blessings, you have a responsibility to share that and help other people. You know, Marilyn, giving is really easy when giving is really easy. The test of, I think, sometimes really giving is when it isn't easy, when it costs you something, when you really have to give something up. And I accelerated my giving as the economy took a dip, simply because the people that had been givers in the past, many of them now were on the other side. They needed to receive. And I do find that it not only fulfills me, but I got to tell you, I just think that the more you have to give without remembering, so there's no attachment, no expectation, right? And take without forgetting. So you always give gratitude. You never forget the people that have helped you. And I find that the more I do that, not only does it bring me happiness, but I think it attracts more things that make me happy.
And that is so true. In my book, there's a Judy Weisbart. She is one of the experts in the book. And she shared about in her family, like yours, where your mother raised you. Her family, 4 generations of women had to raise their children because the husbands all died. And she said that in all 4 generations, what they always did was when they felt like they came to the end of their money or very close, they gave. Because they found that when they do that, not in terms of expecting anything, more came to them.
Exactly. I was in my 20s one time, and I asked my mother, I said, you know, when I was little and there were some men that would come to the house every now and then, and they always had groceries, and the bread was always sticking out of the top. And I'd heard the word breadwinner, and when you're little, you don't really, you make meaning of things, you know, without asking. And I just thought my mother knew these men that won these groceries. They were winners of groceries, and they would come, and I always looked forward to it because it was the one time my mother would allow me to sit on top of the counter. She propped me up on the counter, and I got to take the items out of the bag and hand them to her as she put them away. And I never asked her who they were, you know. And I was literally in my 20s. I was in graduate school, and I asked my mother, for some reason, I just said, hey, Mom, I never asked you, who were those guys, those men that were in those suits that would come to our house and bring us groceries? And she said, they were the men from the church with St. Vincent de Paul bringing groceries to the poor.
What a story. You never knew that.
I never knew it. And ironically enough, if it's one thing that I've always been attracted to and attached to in terms of my personal philanthropy, it's in Dallas a thing called the food pantry, you know, where we're always giving canned goods or boxed goods or things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you wonder why that charity versus the millions others that are out there. Isn't that interesting? Can't help but think that there's some kind of energetic mm-hmm. movement that's creating that somehow.
Oh, that's just giving me chills right now. And just what a beautiful example of the cycle of life. Thank you so much. How did time go away so quickly?
I can't believe we can do this forever.
Well, thank you so much, Sandra. Share with everybody how to get more information about you and your work.
Okay.
And we'll use that as a close. This is Marilyn Tam, your host from The Happiness Choice, talking to Sandra Yancey.
My website is mm-hmm. ewomennetwork.com, and my Facebook public page is facebook.com/Sandra Yancey, EWN.
Well, thank you again. It's been really fun. And
we got to do it again. I want to turn the tables. I want to interview you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Happiness Choice Show with host Marilyn Tam. For show info, schedule, and guest bio, be sure to visit www.fmgradio.com/Marilyn Tam. That's MARILYNTAM.